Ladies and gentlemen, there was an eclipse yesterday that we could not see in Los Angeles. So good luck to you. If you got to see it, may fortune be in your favor. The once in a lifetime event that happened that won't happen for another 10 years. Even though an eclipse happened last year, they're always like, this is a once in a lifetime thing. This is so rare. And then they do that every year. Every year there's a rare thing that happens, and then it's like, hey, a blood moon, a red blood moon, a purple moon, a pink moon. Hey, we had those last year. Y'all talked about those last year. We couldn't see it in LA. I like eclipses because the shadows on the ground. Like if a cool eclipse is happening, like last year there was an eclipse and we saw it in LA, and I was walking to go get some donuts, which I've cut out of my diet now. I love treats. Baked goods are my vice, right? I don't drink. I've never had a drop of alcohol in my life. I don't smoke. Dabble in mushrooms as of late, but that's more for my depression. But I loved baked goods. So I was walking to get donuts last year during this eclipse, and I love baked goods right now. We'll talk about that in a minute. I'll talk about that right now. Baked goods, real quick. Baked goods are my vice, and I'm trying to eat healthier, and I'm trying to not eat as much junk food. So I've made it a point. If you follow me on Instagram or any sort of social media, you'll see I'll post pictures. I've been becoming a baking fiend. I'm in my baking era, like Taylor Swift. Razzle's baking era is 2024. If I'm going to have a sweet tooth and eat treats, they're going to be treats that I make myself. I've learned how to make homemade Pop-Tarts. I've learned how to make Reese's peanut butter eggs for Easter. And recently, last weekend, I made little mini apple pie tarts with mixed berry. There's some blueberry, strawberry, raspberry, then some brown sugar glaze on there. Delicious. So I was walking to get donuts last year during the eclipse, and the eclipse was happening. And all over the ground and trees and buildings, there's these little cool eclipse shadows, and those are cool. And the eclipses are cool. I like space. I love lunar stuff. I love the moon. I was on my friend Natasha's podcast last week, and we were talking about woo-woo energy and magic. And I'm also in my magic era, right? Like I kind of believe in magic and manifestation and what the universe can do to you. And I used to not, and I used to think like horoscopes and not so much horoscopes, but astrology, I used to think that was all bullshit. And the older I get and the more I learn about science and just nature, I'm more in tune with it. Like, I do think if solar flares can affect the earth and people and radiation and things like that, why wouldn't the hiding of it during an eclipse, why wouldn't that somehow affect us as well if the sun is amplified or being hidden more? Like seasonal depression, right? Like if it's gloomy all for 6 months, people get sad, which is also the seasonal affective disorder, which is also the acronym. So why wouldn't the eclipse affect us in some way? Just like the moon affects us. I think I was on the podcast, my friend Natasha's podcast, and I was talking about how I think the moon actually could affect humans, and as is the earth, right? Like if the moon's gravity can affect the tides, right? Like if the moon's gravity can affect the water on the earth, which is the earth is 75% water. If the moon's gravity can affect the tides because it's water and humans are 70% water, how come the moon can't affect the water in our bodies the same way? So I think it can. That's why I think there's a reason why the full moon has wives' tales and old stories and history about like werewolves and affecting people differently, because I think it affects us somehow. I don't know how, but I think if the moon's affecting the tides based on its gravitational pull and the size of it and where it is on the planet, why wouldn't it be able to affect the water in our bodies as well? On top of the fact that electromagnets are electricity and magnets and iron. And the earth is a giant ball of iron, and there's electricity in the earth, and humans have iron in their bodies, and we have a bunch of electrical impulses firing at all times. So I do think grounding and being connecting to the earth is something, I do think there is something to, all of us humans on this giant ball of iron, some form of it's like Ghostbusters 2, right? Like energies. There is something to magnetism or whatever. I don't know what it is, and I sound Looney Tunes, but it makes sense when you bullet point everything out like a logic puzzle, you know, if this, then that, then this, then that, then it kind of makes sense, right? So yeah, the eclipse is happening, and everybody's like, oh, this is a rare thing. But then I saw a tweet, and I'm gonna read this. There's also a cool thing happening that's even cooler than this eclipse happening right now, because it is called a nova. Somebody posted about this, and I'm gonna look at my computer here. But there the headline is, a cosmic explosion will be visible to the naked eye in a once in a lifetime stargazing event. Now, once again, this is a once in a lifetime thing. I get it. But this seems way cooler than an eclipse, because eclipses happen, let's face it, all the time. This event that's going to be happening is an event known as a nova, and it will be so bright that a new star will seem to appear in the night sky, temporarily visible to the naked eye. Now, that is cool. I'm going to read a little bit here for you. A rare cosmic eruption. This is by Denise Chow. This came out March 22nd, 2024, so a couple weeks ago. A rare cosmic eruption is expected to occur in the Milky Way in the coming months. An outburst so bright that a new star will seemingly appear for a short time in the night sky. That's awesome. The event, known as a nova, will be a once-in-a-lifetime sky-watching opportunity for those in the northern hemisphere. Sucks for me. According to NASA, because the types of star systems in which such explosions occur are not common in our galaxy. The stellar eruption will take place in a system called T Corona Borealis, which is 3,000 light years away from Earth. It contains two stars, a dead star, also known as a white dwarf, closely orbited by a red giant. Red giants are dying stars that are running out of hydrogen fuel in their cores. The sun in our solar system will eventually become one, become a red star, and die out, according to NASA. Da 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 da, stuff I don't understand. At its peak, the eruption should be visible to the naked eye. It's going to be bright in the sky. It'll be easily visible from your backyard if you're in the northern hemisphere. Now, this is also why some people aren't talking about it, because they don't know when it's going to happen. Right? They just say astronomers predict that the nova explosion could happen anytime between now and September. The last time this particular star system erupted was in 1946. Schaefer said, "So my grandmother turns 90. Guess what? Twice in a lifetime event, dude. My grandma turns 90 in June, and she was alive in 1946. So this isn't a, you know, and another eruption will likely not occur for another 80 years. Guess what? So it's a twice in a lifetime experience. If you live to be 90, hey, you've seen both of them." Scientists need to stop saying once in a lifetime event when it happens every 70 to 80 years. Scientists should not be able to say this is a once in a lifetime thing unless it's at least 200 years. That's my thought on that. So that's about the eclipse here. That's about the eclipse. I got a couple other things I want to talk about here. The eclipse is happening. That's cool. Radiation. Morgan Wallen got arrested this past weekend for throwing a chair off of a balcony, and he got arrested for like three felony charges, which is funny because people in New York will legitimately attack others and not get arrested or get released immediately. So throw and. In Nashville or Kentucky, wherever it was, it's the same state. It doesn't matter. It's not, but you know, it's the Bible Belt, the Rust Belt, as they used to call it. Why is it that that's a felony? Like there, they take crime seriously, but in New York, like you can just go up and punch women in the face on the subway, and it's a common occurrence. And it's you know, it's just funny how some states treat crime differently. Cities and states treat crime differently. But I love that they think it's dangerous. This is a segue to get to a bit I want to post online and an old joke I had, but something I'm also working on. But people in New York think riding a subway is dangerous is because they don't have cars, and they don't have cars because they can ride the subway because there's no, you know, you don't need to have cars in New York, but It's not as dangerous as driving a car in the springtime. Nothing is as dangerous to me as sneezing while driving. Sneezing while driving is the most dangerous thing ever. You know, it's also like you're kind of teleporting 10 feet. You're just driving and you're like, achoo, oh, how'd I get there? Like you're teleporting 10 feet uncontrollably because you can't sneeze with your eyes open. And it's just, you could be driving down the highway or even coming up to a street light or a stop sign and you feel a sneeze coming on, and suddenly the anxiety is like, oh no, I better stop before just so I don't rear end somebody or whatever. Every time I sneeze while I drive, and it doesn't happen a lot, but during the springtime it does. I always, during like the side streets, I always freak out like I'm gonna sneeze and a kid's gonna be like the Flash and run in front of me in that split second of me sneezing. That got me thinking about road rage. And I was driving yesterday, and I was driving home from a comedy club, the Nightcap in Burbank, which I was doing a show at that my buddy runs. It's called the Post-It Show, which is really fun. A bunch of comedians do improvised stand-up based on suggestions that the audience writes on Post-It notes, and they stick them behind the stage. And I was driving home in a hurry to get home for no reason, right? Like, you ever be in a hurry for no reason? You ever get mad at people driving in front of you because they're driving slow when you are not, you don't have to be anywhere at a specific time? You could be just going to get gas and they're driving slow, so you get mad. Road rage for no reason, like unjustified road rage. You're not in a hurry and you're mad. That was me during the pandemic too. Like, I was in a hurry to get nowhere, but if someone's going slow, I'm gonna be mad. And then I was like, it got me thinking, like, do you think before cars were invented, before road rage was the thing, when there was horse and buggy cars and carriages and people were riding horses and with their carriages and their horses, do you think people got mad at the horses in front of them for walking too slow? Like, was road rage a thing before cars, where it was there road rage with horses and buggies? Where people like, come on, man. Like trying to pass other horses. That's so stupid. I want to see that. I want to see road rage in the Wild West with a horse and buggy. Or not the Wild West, but road rage in like Gangs of New York with horse and buggies. I want to see a road rage movie with horses and buggies. I want to see a John Wick in the Gangs of New York time who goes on a killing spree because a guy killed his horse for walking too slow. Yeah. Oh, here's the thing. I'm gonna end with this. I don't know how long I've been going, but again, I want to keep these short for short attention spans. And also, I'm doing these to get more comfortable talking to the camera, just to myself. And I gotta tell you, dude, you ever have a phone call, ladies or guys, you ever have a phone call with someone? Or you ever talk to somebody and they say something and it just blows your mind? It just blows your mind. Like, it makes your mind immediately go slow motion while you're trying to process what's happening, while also seems like it's going the speed of light because it's. I had a phone call with somebody, it was 14 minutes, and it was shocking that it lasted that long because it was just so much work. It didn't seem, it went by so fast, but in my head, it was going by so slow. I was talking to this gentleman. I had a business phone call, potential business phone call with this gentleman that I was connected with through a friend of mine that I met at a birthday party as well, who's a really nice guy, really cool dude. And he set me up with this manager guy. And, you know, he might listen to this, who knows? I'm not going to say his name, but what you told me was stupid. Welcome to Earth. Welcome to the internet, dude. Go online. Go online. And I'm going to say that because you'll hear why. I was in talks to co-host this other podcast and with this gentleman, with another guy. And the manager, I was told the manager didn't think I was a right fit. And this, it's not, and the manager, they're like, the manager doesn't think you're a right fit, but have a call with this guy and maybe you can come up, you know, pitch him some of your other ideas or have a phone call with this guy and maybe you can come up with something else. So I'm on the phone with this guy, and he's like, "So what's your deal?" And I tell him, you know, I'm a comedian, I'm a writer, I'm a, you know, I'm a creative, right? I create things. I'm a creator and a content creator, and which I hate the word content, but 2024, welcome to Earth, everything's content now, right? If you watch it, it's content. If you read it, it's content. It's not a blog, it's content. Everything's content. And I have this phone call with this guy, and I tell him, you know, I'm a comedian, content creator, da 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 da. And he goes, "Yeah, I'm a manager, but I'm also a content creator. I'm also a creator. I created this thing, and I was thinking about you as a comedian. And I don't think you're a right fit for this project that I'm working on, but as a creator, I have an idea for you, for another podcast we could create together." And he says, "Since you're a comedian, I had an idea where you're a comedian hosting a podcast that only interviews other comedians." A manager said to me, "I have an idea for you as a comedian to host a podcast where you're the first comedian to only interview comedians. Am I being punked?" He was for real. And my brain exploded, okay? My brain just fired off all the fireworks at once. Like it was like a malfunction. And I was trying to process what he was saying while also being polite, but also being like, and I replied, I legitimately said, "Oh, that wouldn't be close to even the first one. They're all that." I said, "Every comedian's podcast starts off with them only talking to other comedians." And he goes, "No, but this would be different. This would be unfiltered and unscripted about real talk, real events, and deep discussions about pop culture with viral moments." A manager said that to me. A guy who says he's a manager said that to me. And I'm like, that's all of them. They're all unscripted. They're all about hot takes and pop culture and trying to get viral moments. And that just blew my mind that a guy who says he's a manager and a creator doesn't know how the world is or the scheme of things are, or even hasn't been on the internet and said that legitimately, unless it was a joke, which I don't think it was a joke. I think he was being serious. He was being serious. This guy just doesn't. It broke my brain for 2 days. I've told so many people that because I can't wrap my head around the idea of thinking, A, anything is the first. In 2024, you're rare to have the first of anything. In 2024, every idea has been done, I think. I think once you have an idea, once you come up with an idea and say it out loud, whether or not it's in a mirror or telling somebody, then somebody on the opposite side of the globe is going to have that idea. Once you put an idea out in the air, that idea is ripe for taking and picking and molding and changing and whatever. In 2024, it's rare for anything to be the first of everything because everything's done. You have a joke idea, you have a meme idea. Go. I said the name, you know, I was making fun of P. Diddy as being Flea Diddy, and then the next day there's 500 tweets about it, or every comedian says that nothing is, and it's a hack pun, it's an easy pun. I'm not saying I invented it, but to think anything is close to being the first of its kind in this day and age, especially with like podcasts or whatever, is a funny thing to me. And it's now you can wrap it up in different wrapping paper, but to act like no comedian has ever had a podcast that's interviewed comedians is bonkers to me. And this manager said that, and it broke my brain. This guy, I had a phone call with this guy, and it broke my brain, and it hurt my brain. My brain did not process properly for the week. I had to reboot it and refresh it and refract it, or I had to delete all my cookies. I had to, there was something you had to do in computers back in the day when I was in middle school. We had a computer class. it was like refrag or defrag a computer. I don't even know what that, I don't know. I never understood it and I still don't. And I don't know even if it's still a thing with Apple iOS's or whatever. But it was insane. And that's that. And I'm going to end there. But also, thanks for listening. If you've made it this far, if you've listened to the full episode, if you've watched the full episode, they're all on my YouTubes. Some of them will have graphics. Some of them I'm putting up because it's just a one-man shop right now. The clips that I post will have graphics and fun captions, but these podcasts are just me talking to you watching, and I appreciate it. And thank you for subscribing. I'm slowly getting more subscribers on my YouTube channel. I'm almost at 600, which is not even close to being a lot, but that's baby steps. You know, I'm really trying to be present in myself and my career and just me being a creator and taking baby steps and taking the little wins and, you know, being consistent with posting this every Tuesday on Spotify and all the audio platforms if you're listening to this. And things I've, you know, YouTube at My Name Is Razzle, Facebook at My Name Is Razzle, Instagram at Razzle Dangerously, TikTok at My Name Is Razzle. All the links are below in this Spotify. All the links are listed on wherever you're listening to this or watching this. They're down there. Go please support, go follow, like, go share some clips, go share some stand-up comedy clips. I make fun of Disney villains a lot. Those do really well. Go post those, go share those. I appreciate the support. And I hope the eclipse gave you good luck and good fortune. And I appreciate it. I hope the eclipse gave you good luck like a $2 bill is supposed to. Allegedly, $2 bills are bad luck, but then I was reading about how they're good luck. And my buddy told me they were bad luck, so then he had to sage his house because he got one. And I'm like, oh shit, is that real? Because my great uncle used to give me $2 bills every time he would come up from Alabama, and maybe that's why I have bad luck right now, because I've gotten hundreds of $2 bills. But then I was reading more about him, and the Asian culture thinks $2 bills are good luck, and they'll give them out as presents on the Lunar New Year and red envelopes, and maybe they are good luck. So regardless, may you have good fortune this week. May good things happen. I'm sending you thoughts and prayers and positive vibes. I hope whatever you're excited about comes true, comes to fruition. And I appreciate you. I appreciate you listening to this and supporting me in any way you can. And don't forget to check the expiration date.